we decided we could either ignore it because everyone's sick of the M word, or we could do something about it. And we decided to use it as an occasion to pay a little more attention to talking about the state of the art of poetry and ask some visitors to help us think about that. So we came up with the idea of a series called Poetry Now and Next, in which we invited six distinguished poets who've not only made an important mark in American writing through their published works, but have also contributed in very dramatic ways to helping other writers along. We know that in addition to the individual inspiration and discipline that it takes to become a writer, it also takes influence, connection, friendship, and relationship. So we asked the six writers to select younger writers, and we've had the great pleasure of making some wonderful discoveries in the process of organizing this series. And that's how we happen to be able to offer you tonight Gary Soto, whom many of you know, and Rigoberto Gonzalez, who many of you do not know, but you will be very happy that you do after tonight. Rigoberto Gonzalez was born in Bakersfield, California, and raised in Michoacán, Mexico, the son and grandson of migrant farm workers. He received a BA in Humanities from UC Riverside, an MA in English from UC Davis, and an MFA in Creative Writing from ASU in Tempe. He currently works as a literacy teacher for children in Brooklyn, New York, as well as teaching beginning Spanish to adults in New York City. His poetry and fiction have appeared in many distinguished journals, the America's Review, Analecta, James White Review, Hayden's Ferry Review, among others, and in the anthologies Béseme Mucho, New Gay Latino Fiction, The Geography of Home, California's Poetry of Place, and The Floating Borderlands, 25 Years of U.S. Hispanic Literature. He's published two limited edition chapbooks, Skins Preserve Us from Agitator Dogs Press, and The Night, that's great, don't you love the names of these presses? And The Night Don Pedro Buried His Best Friend the Rooster, published by Gary Soto in his Chicano chapbook series. His book, So Often the Pitcher Goes to Water Until It Breaks, was selected by the poet I as winner of the prestigious National Poetry Series and published by the University of Illinois Press. He has a new book of poems that will also come out from that press. So Often the Pitcher Goes to Water Until It Breaks invites the reader into a strange constellation of characters living on both sides of the border, who practice what Sandra McPherson calls almost mystically odd professions: the professional mourner, the exhibitionist umbrella salesman, the sidewalk preacher, the worker in a Mexican border doll factory, the refrigerator salesman, I mean repairman, the mortician, and I think the one that I found utterly compelling, the man who gives you nightmares. As this cast of characters suggests, there is no protection in these poems from hardship, inner struggle, and death. And yet, the spirit of the poems is so bright with sensual detail and so loving in its emotional insights that the characters lose their strangeness in the depth of portrayal, and the reader feels consoled by facing life's spiritual challenges. And that, of course, is the age-old power of poetry to transcend and transform. Please welcome Rigoberto Gonzalez.